Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you very much, offstage announcer. It's a pleasure to be back with you for this program, brought to you now in living digital color on Pioneer Valley Radio. And we have Mark Auer back with us on his show, and we'll talk about the new police chief, superintendent, of course, in Springfield, and also the DPW in Springfield has announced their hazardous waste collection schedule. And I think it would be helpful to you folks if we go over that a little bit. Mayor Sarno has named attorney Stephen Buonaconte city solicitor for Agawam, and former state senator to serve as the next city solicitor for the city of Springfield. Congratulations, Steve. Known him for years. He's a great man. Buonaconte has served as the city solicitor for the city of Agawam for the past 7 years. And Stephen has also served in the Massachusetts state legislature, serving as state senator from 05 to 2010, and as a state rep from 01 to 05. He also previously served in both the Hampden County and Berkshire County District Attorney's offices. Stephen Buonaconte holds his Juris Doctorate from Winnick and the School of Law there, and a bachelor's degree from Fairfield University in Connecticut. Congratulations. St. Germain Investment Management, celebrating their 100th anniversary, and the mayor will present a proclamation to acknowledge this special milestone. The origins of St. Germain Investments date back to 1924, when Mr. D.J. St. Germain began managing funds for clients from his State Street office in Springfield, Mass. St. Germain Investment Management has proudly remained in downtown Springfield for its entire 100 years. So, our congratulations on this milestone, St. Germain Investment. Springfield DPW has announced the schedule for the 2024 Spring Hazardous Waste Collection for Springfield residents. Springfield residents have to call the 311 call center, and that's at 413-736-3111 to schedule their appointment during the remaining days scheduled. And there is a 10-gallon limit per household. The DPW will hold the household hazardous waste collection for residents on the remaining two dates, Saturday, April 27th, and Saturday, May 18th. Please note the location has changed to the DPW facility at 70 Tapley Street. Now, this is only for Springfield residents. No businesses. Licenses will be checked. Springfield residents are encouraged to make their appointment early, as appointments fill up quickly. And a full list of the items that can be brought is listed by contacting that office. The U.S. Army Field Band and the Soldiers Chorus are set now to entertain the Northeast with a tour that'll include a performance in Springfield Symphony Hall on Saturday the 20th, 2024, at 3 p.m. The U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus will present This We'll Defend, a video-integrated patriotic concert experience with the support of more than 100 soldiers in the band, chorus, and behind the scenes. They will perform We'll Meet Again, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Neil Diamond's America, Battle Hymn of the Republic, and the traditional Armed Forces Salute. Want tickets? It's a free concert sponsored by MGM Springfield, and you can get the tickets at Pride Convenience Stores starting Monday, April 8th, and they are currently available during regular business hours at the Springfield Visitors Center, 1319 Main Street, the security desk at One Financial Plaza, 1350 Main, Springfield, or by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to Spirit of Springfield, 1350 Main, Suite 1004, Springfield, Mass. 01103. So they're already on sale, obviously. The United States Postal Service is looking to raise the price of stamps by midsummer. The new proposal would raise the price of a first-class stamp forever stamp from 68 cents to 73 cents. It is the latest in a series of small increases that have accumulated since the pandemic, making the cost of one forever stamp 33% more expensive than it was at the start of 2021. Now, anyone who wants to avoid paying the extra 5 cents per letter later this year, you can stock up on Forever Stamps now. As their name suggests, the stamp will hold their value forever, despite the price point that they were purchased at. Tanglewood, yeah, it's getting toward that time of year. They've announced new additions to their summer lineup. The legendary R&B trio Boyz II Men are coming to play their first show at Tanglewood this summer, and they'll make their debut on Thursday, June 27. Trey Anastasio, the vocalist and guitarist for the rock band Phish, spelled P-H-I-S-H, is also added to the summer lineup, and he'll perform with the Boston Pops on Saturday, June 29. Singer-songwriter Beck will also perform with the Boston Pops Tuesday, July 23. All three concerts will take place at 7 p.m. on their respective dates. If you want tickets for those shows, they'll go on sale Wednesday, April 17, 10 a.m. on Tanglewood's website. Lawrence E. Akers was officially sworn in as the new superintendent of the Springfield Police Department. Superintendent Akers has served the city of Springfield for more than 38 years. Now on Wednesday, April 10, Akers was sworn in as the new Springfield Police Superintendent, a second generation, and he became the first black leader of this police department, a second generation Springfield police officer. Akers' father, Charles E. Akers, served the city for some 29 years, retiring in 1987. In May of 2023, Akers was promoted to the position of deputy chief and has been in charge of uniform operations for the department. Akers served as a patrol officer and detective for some 26 years before becoming a supervisor. He was promoted to the rank of sergeant in 2012, and there he worked in the uniform patrol division until his 2015 promotion to lieutenant. Akers holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Westfield State University, and has been a recipient of the Frank Murphy Medal of Valor. Akers was born and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts. He attended Springfield schools and graduated from the High School of Commerce in 1977. Akers and his wife Mary have been married for 15 years, and they have 4 children. Congratulations, Mr. Akers, or Superintendent Akers. You have a very, very challenging assignment ahead of you, and we wish you the best of luck. And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again is that man with his finger on the pulse of the arts, Mr. Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Williamstown Theater Festival has announced its 2024 season, and the theater is returning to fully staged productions, which include the world premiere of David Ives' Pamela Palmer, staged by Walter Bobby. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend creator and star Rachel Bloom will come to the main stage with her self-penned musical comedy, Death Let Me Do My Show. There'll also be a cabaret series, and for details, WTFestival.org. Patti LuPone, the Broadway legend and 3-time Tony Award winner, brings her new show, A Life in Notes, to the Bushnell May 19th. It's a cavalcade of songs from her illustrious Broadway career, and it's been shaped into a concert by Scott Whitman, who wrote Broadway's Hairspray and Some Like It Hot. For details, bushnell.org. Sevenar's 2024 season has an array of area musicians on its roster. The season opens July 14th with the annual Schrade and James Family Concert with guest artist Clifton J. Noble, Jr. He returns with Karen Noble, Chris Devine, and John Van Epps for a jazz program on August 18th. For details, sevenars.org. Shakespeare and Company has announced a season of 4 open-captioned performances on its Northeast Regional Tour of A Midsummer's Night Dream, which will be staged April 17th through 20th to coincide with school vacation. For details, shakespeare.org. Artworks Westfield brings Art of Culture Westfield to Amelia Park May 3rd and 4th. This festival of art, literature, and music showcases Western Mass artists. Application deadline is April 21st. Artworkswestfield.com. Wham Theater has launched a BIPOC production apprentice program as part of its 15th anniversary season. This paid opportunity is designed to provide career development opportunities from college to the field for women identifying and non-binary theater artists from historically marginalized groups. For details, whamtheater.com. And last, East Hampton Theater Company has forged a partnership with the Williston Northampton School. The theater will produce its next production, The Man Who Came to Dinner, in June at the school's state-of-the-art theater, as well as run its summer theater camp programs on the Williston campus. For details, easthamptontheater.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, once again for joining us on this program. And thanks to everybody who bent an ear to listen in. We appreciate it very much, and we hope to have you with us on our next program here on Pioneer Valley Radio, the voice of Western Mass. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio, copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.